And welcome. This is Mistress Candace. I want you to find a nice, quiet spot. A spot where you can get comfy. A place where you'll go undisturbed. I want you to lie back. Arms to your side. Legs straight out in front of you as you draw in a nice, deep, cleansing breath and release. Good. I want you to look upward and backward at the spot on the wall or the ceiling. I want you to pick that spot. Focus on it. I do not want you to let your eyes wander for a single moment. I don't want you to blink. I want you to start counting slowly backward from 100. Please do this quietly in your mind. And I want you to continue counting slowly and rhythmically until you hear me tell you to stop. Try not to listen to me. You'll still hear everything I say. Try not to listen. Just stick to your counting and feel your body go completely relaxed. Breathe quietly in and out. And while you're breathing quietly in and out, you can feel your eyes becoming very, very tired. Beginning to feel a little water. The spot may begin to look a little blurred. Already, your eyes are beginning to feel very heavy and tired. Heavy and tired. Your eyelids are wanting to blink. As soon as your eyelids feel the need to blink, just let them blink as much as they like. Just let everything happen. Let it happen as it wants to happen. Don't try to make it happen. Don't try to stop it. Let everything happen naturally. And your breaths now become slower and bigger. And as they do, your eyes are becoming more and more tired. Your eyelids heavier and heavier. So heavy. Like sandbags being placed on top of them, forcing me closed, heavy, closing, tighter and tighter, as you relax completely. Your throat may even feel a little dry. It's okay. Swallow. Relax. Give yourself up completely to this very pleasant, relaxed, drowsy feeling. And stop counting. just let go. For my voice is always safe. My voice is always calm and soothing. Every time you hear me speak, your body will respond. It will begin to relax. And every time I take you under, you will go deeper than the time before, and easier than the time before. For everything you and I do here will be enjoyable, and that enjoyment will transcend into your everyday life. Everything you enjoy makes our connection grow stronger. So as you drift off, your conscious mind drifting off, your body drifting off into the darkness, as you sink ever deeper and deeper down, your mind becomes more and more open. The more open you are, the deeper you go down. And as you sink ever deeper down, I want you to notice in the darkness there are walls. Sinking ever deeper into your subconscious, deep into the core of your very existence, traveling through the darkest tunnel. You see light at the very end of the tunnel. See the light at the end of the tunnel. Your body sinking deeper and closer. The tunnel stripping you of all fear. The tunnel stripping you of all doubt. Floating down effortlessly, weightlessly through the tunnel. Going toward the light. Sinking ever deeper, and deeper the light begins to grow as you draw nearer. In the light is warmth. In the light is arousal. You can feel your body responding to the light as you draw nearer. Look into the light and see yourself in the office. You see yourself as though you were watching a movie in the light. There you are, a typical day. Yes, you're in the boss's office. She's behind her desk. Your boss, a beautiful woman. Today, she wears a skin-tight trench coat, as if she were going out. She tells you, we need to clear the air on a few things. And you, as an obedient employee, say okay. You can hear the clicking of her shoes as she circles behind you, saying, I'm your boss, right? And as your boss, you would do anything I asked of you, or tell you to do, correct? Your body starting to seize with paralyzing fear nods yes, and she emphasizes sternly, I do mean you will do anything I say. And again, you nod your head and agree, in disbelief as she tells you to take off all your clothes except your tie. And as she's saying this, she begins to take off her coat. And you realize she's wearing that hot outfit you've seen before. A bustier, a miniskirt, the stockings that crisscross in the back, her five-inch black high heels, those long red nails, clumsily, you get out of the chair and slowly start to take off all your clothes as she prods you. Come on, hurry, we don't have all day. You're not exactly sure what she means, but your dick is growing hard. And she tells you, let's be clear here. You work for me. You'll do anything for me. You'll do anything that I say. And if you don't, you will be penalized severely. I'll send you to the mailroom where I first noticed your special endowment. And with your good behavior, conscientious work, effort for me, we'll get you promoted. In short, you are my servant for my sexual needs and desires. You are here for mine. Pleasure for me to use and abuse. Your cock is my fuckhole, my all-day sucker if I want. Stroke it. Stroke your cock. Because if I allow you to come, it's my cum load, you horny fucker. You are my cunt eater. My cunt liquor. You are my ass kisser. Stroke it. Stroke it and worship my legs. You horny fucking bastard. You're a filthy, dirty, horny boy who needs to be shown his place. Who needs training and discipline before you can show me you're man worthy enough to have the honor and ultimate pleasure of fucking me. You need to be shown how to worship your bitch of a boss. Boss Candace. I'm the nastiest, bitchiest boss you'll ever have. So stroke that fucking dick. Get it hard. It's useless if it's not hard. But I'm also the best boss you'll ever have. Because I'll make you come. I'll allow you to come for me. But right now, I see a throbbing dick. Needs to be touched. Caressed. Held and jerked off. But that's not happening yet. I want you to feel me now, pushing you back into your seat, naked with your dick in hand. Grabbing your tie, walk around the chair. Smack to the back of your head. Pay attention, you pathetic little fuck. You're going to have a delicious lunch, so get ready. And as I stand in front of you, leaning against the desk, I let you know that dick isn't hard enough for me yet. let me take this ruler off my desk. And give it a nice little smack on your dick. Come on, you horny fucker. Stroke it harder. Get harder for me. You know you want to. You know you have to. Hold it with both hands. Stroke it, starting at the base. Hold it so straight up. Straight up. And steady for me. Give that cock a little smack. Ah, yes, that's better. Definitely bigger when it's swollen. A nice reddish and purple color. That fucking cock of yours, I must admit, is quite obedient and subservient. I'm going to wrap my hand around the head of your dick and give it a little squeeze. Will that fucking head get as red as my nails? Maybe a little pre-cum will ooze out. And I can give you a taste. I'm gonna squeeze it and jerk it. Yes. I'm going to lower myself down now to my knees in front of you. But you don't move. Don't get the wrong idea. I'm just going to give it a little tease. Maybe the red lipstick on my lip might rub off. And maybe later, if I feel like it, give it a little kiss. And maybe not. I haven't decided what to do with you. Should I devour you? Or make you get on your knees before me? I'm going to sit back on my desk. And I'm going to spread my nice long legs. Look. See my wet coat? It's your lunch. Yes, as you've already surmised, this pussy will be the best tasting pussy you've ever eaten. I want to remind you that it's also the best tasting pussy in this office. And you will make the most of it. Start now. Move your chair right in front of me. Come on, right in front of your bitch boss. Candace's cunt is your lunch. Take my hands and place them behind your head. Guiding you in between my legs, you can feel my hands pressing your head deep inside my cunt. My cunt is the cunt of all cunts, the pussy you worship, the pussy you adore. It is the cunt of your bitch boss. Guiding ever so slowly. You will look into my eyes as you lick my cunt. You will look at me wantingly. You will look at me wantingly. You will look into my hypnotizing glare. open wide, you horny cunt sucker. Eat your lunch. Eat that fucking cunt, bitch boss. That's it. Lick and nibble like this. Yes, look ahead. Look into my pussy. Imagine you're trying to get your whole mouth deep into my cunt. Your face buried. Don't stop sucking for even a second, dirty cunt-lapping fuck. Oh, yes. Eat that hot, Panda's box lunch. Oh, oh, you're proving to be a good, good boy. Yes, a part of your nutritious diet. Oh, yes, cuntalicious sucky. Oh, yes. Oh, stop. Stop. What the fuck do you think you're doing, you stupid jerk off? Stroking my fucking dick. Maybe I should spread my pussy nice and wide so you can go even deeper and deeper into the boss's cunt. Yes. Once inside, you're never going to get out. You're never going to want to get out. Suck up all my juices, you bastard. You horny little bitch, suck the cunt of your dreams. This is the best lunch you've ever had. Ah, yes. Keep sucking. Feel my heel. Oh, I want you to feel my heel proceed to slide in between your legs. Feel the heel of my pump. Starting to press in, starting to stir up your balls. No wincing. You misbehaving, jerk off. I'd tolerate rude behavior in any worse friend. Especially the boy toy sluts who get the honor of eating my pussy. Oh, and as I push you away, you begin to beg. Begging like a man in need of his job. You beg me, no, I don't mean to be disrespectful. I want to please you. Yes, you do, my little pet. You can beg and you can plead. I know you dreamed of eating my cunt. I'm so impressed by how big and swollen your dick has become. Look how purple it's becoming, how purple your balls are as I dig my heel even deeper. My previous employee, Boy Toy, never provided me such a swollen cock. Good. Get back to where you belong. I want you to stroke your dick as you eat my pussy. That's it. That's it. You're going to get every drop. You're going to eat your boss's pussy. Oh, yes. Eat every last drop of cunt juice. Eat that whole pussy pie, you bitch. Good little horny bitch, isn't that right? You're a horny fucking cunt-kissing, sucking bastard. Eat me. Oh, eat me, that's right. Oh, yes. Laughing and eating as you stroke. Nibbling furiously, aren't you, my little bitch? Yes, on your knees. Your cock throbbing. Come on, stroke it. Oh, yes, I know you want to suck my beautiful tits. Oh, yes. Oh, God. Keep licking, you naughty, nasty fucker, my employee boy toy. Oh, I'm going to come on your face while you stroke. My cunt juice is your reward, you cunt sucking whore. Oh, that's it. Suck it. Show me how much you want my cum on your face. Oh, yes, circling your tongue around my clit. That's right. Stroke it, bitch. Come on. Stroke it. Show your boss how much you need this job. Oh, you will come as you make me come. Oh, yes. Oh, God, good boy. Oh, good boy. Yes. Oh, God. Oh, my God. Oh. Oh, look at the fucking mess. Come on, fucking clean it up. Yeah? You made me come and you fucking sprayed your fucking load everywhere. Clean it up, bitch. Lick it off the floor. Look at that, you got fucking cum on my toes. Lick that fucking shit up, bitch. Lick it off my fucking toes. Clean your fucking mess. What kind of employee are you? You're gonna clean that fucking load up. Suck it off, come on. Come on, you fucking cunt. You want the fucking job. Clean your mess. Come on. Clean it up, lick, lick, lick. Don't make me fucking nail you. Don't make me give you a nice little slap on that ass. Come on, you bitch. Lick it up. Lick up those juices, that spatter. You're gonna lick it off my legs. You're gonna lick it off my feet, off my shoes. You're gonna lick it off the floor. Good. Good. Well, you nasty little fucker. You did the best you could today. I'm not nearly finished with you yet. We're gonna have many lunch meetings so you have an opportunity to better your performance. You need to work hard and jerk hard. You need to be more diligent, more obedient to my needs, you horny fucker. You need to think only about serving me. Good. Good. Good obedient bitch. From this point on, you're not going to fuck, you're not going to jerk off, except when I tell you. You will save your cum for our lunches. You will come for no one when you will have an appropriate load for your boss. And you will only come when I tell you to. Goodbye. Now grab your clothes, my naked employee boy toy, and run along. Run off into the darkness. Falling back into the tunnel of darkness. Your bitchy boss, Candace owns you. At work, at play. Your body belongs to Candace, floating peacefully in the darkness, floating in the tunnel, a good obedient servant, a good obedient employee, the bitchy boss in your life. You will serve in any and every capacity she requires of you. And as you float through the tunnel, her voice and my voice will resonate as you float through the tunnel. As I pull you up and out of the darkness by counting from one to five, you will come up but not out, for you will be tired and groggy. You will need sleep when I say five. You will feel a desperate need to sleep, and you will sleep better than you've slept in a long time. Whether it's a full night of sleep, or just a nap. Coming up, you'll be groggy, pulling you up out of the depths. One, coming out. Two, you're going to be refreshed and relaxed, tired. Three, up out of the darkness. Four, coming to consciousness. And five, open your eyes. I know you're groggy. I know you're tired. Tonight you will have a wonderful night of sleep. The best sleep you've ever had. And the images you've had in this session will be in your dreams So enjoy. And I look forward to spending more time together. Have a wonderful night.